Situation like that, I blame the mother and the child. A child of 16, she walks around half in a pajamas, flashing this and flashing that. The mama leaves them in the house, and he knows that's not his real daughter. He looks at her as another female, you know, a young piece of meat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what the hell he has to worry about? That's not his own blood. But yet still you find those. You say, hey, my daughter's really developing, you know, let me break her in on blase this and blase. But you know what I have to do, honey? I'll get them. I'll get them drunk every night. To the nth degree. I'll put semen on his feet. Semen in his hands. Put semen around his neck. Make sure he can't move a muscle. I'm saying, hey kid, wake up. I'm going to give you slow Chinese torture. Like, get that knife, grab his compartment. He's going ever. And this is another thing, this is another reason why I didn't get married. Not until they were born and alone. If it means I could deprive myself or whatever, so will it be. And maybe I'll just pick up the lost time later on. Because he will have Chinese slow torture. And I will commence to be calling the policeman myself. And I'll let them know that I did it. And the reason that I did it. And won't have any remorse about it. Not the least. Because I don't care. And I'm not going to do it. So eliminate that. I won't get married. They 20, 20, or 45th, or 68. I keep these boys open, my ears, man. And I get all that wax out of to make sure I hear good. And whatever particles, whatever. And I keep these things, I don't know if they might be 28 or not. Not 20, 20, but 28. But I keep them on. And I observe everything. I observe an individual. Just the way he walks. Just the way he looks. The way he carries himself. I really do. And the way he talks, his mannerism. I look at everything. Not just because, oh, he looks fantastic, you know, so this He-Man, you know. Yeah. I mean, oh, because you see this female, you know, heavily chested, heavily hipped, you know, gigantic legs or gigantic feet, you know. Hmm. Oh, she wears clothes from exclusively from Mars Brothers or Havers or Saks. That don't mean a damn thing to me.